Summer of Rage, Part 5, pack launched by Ruth Sent Us organizers failed to disclose finances, mysteriously terminated by FEC. By Alexander Marlowe on August 8, 2022. Since the leak of Justice Samuel Alito's draft majority opinion in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization case that eventually led to the overturning of Roe v. Wade, America has endured a summer of rage. The wave of demonstrations saw protesters going far beyond simply donning Handmaid's Tale bonnets and gathering around the Supreme Court. There have been dozens of acts of violence, destruction, and harassment aimed at intimidating anti-abortion Christians and conservatives. In this series of articles, we identify key players, organizations, and locations in this radical movement. We will also explain elements of the interconnected system that provides organizational and/or financial support for this radical agenda. Read the other articles in this series. Summer of Rage, Part 1, Militant Pro-Abortion Radicals Flourish in Madison, Wisconsin, Violence Memed on Twitter. Summer of Rage, Part 2, Court Filings Reveal Threats. Intimidation against anti-abortion group prior to firebombing claimed by Jane's Revenge. Summer of Rage, Part 3, Ruth Sent Us Unmasked, Meet Top Radical Pro-Abortion Activists Connected to Harassment of Justices. Summer of Rage, Part 4, Ruth Sent Us Organizer Tied to Doxing of Justices Once Claimed She Was Victim of Creepy Stalking. Unseat PAC, a political action committee founded by Ruth Sent Us organizers Vara Ramakrishnan and Sam Spiegel, was terminated in 2018 after the group failed to properly disclose its finances to the Federal Election Commission, FEC. The pro-abortion group Ruth Sent Us, whose name is an apparent homage to former Supreme Court Justice and abortion industry ally Ruth Bader Ginsburg, gained national notoriety after publishing the supposed location of the homes of the six center-right Supreme Court justices. While media reports have noted the connection between Ruth Sent Us and Unseat as well as the fact that the PAC was shuttered in 2018, Breitbart News has learned that the group had been terminated by the FEC. In the termination letter, Unseat was warned that any receipt or disbursement of funds by the committee for the purpose of influencing a federal election or supporting a federal candidate will void the administrative termination. Breitbart News attempted to reach Mr. Spiegel and Ms. Ramakrishnan to ask why Unseat PAC stopped filing with the FEC, as well as additional questions about their activity, but we did not receive a response. Questions remain about Unseat's activities, financial or otherwise. In 2020, Unseat raised thousands of dollars on GoFundMe in support anti-police protests in Oakland. And Spiegel still regularly tweets from the Unseat PAC Twitter account, including statements in support of pro-abortion protests. The only expenditure the PAC disclosed was to Nation Builder, which markets software designed to help nonprofits and political organizations manage social media campaigns. Unseat appears to have used that software to launch a campaign pressuring tech companies to stop donating to Republicans. Ramakrishnan and Spiegel have both been linked to Ruth Sent Us. Spiegel's name and address match those used to register the Ruth Sent Us website in 2020. Corporate filings list Ramakrishnan as a member of Vigil for Democracy LLC, which manages online fundraising for Ruth Sent Us. There, Ramakrishnan lists her address as the same P.O. box used by Spiegel to register Unseat PAC and the Ruth Sent Us website. According to Open Collective, the group's current fundraising portal, Vigil for Democracy, has so far raised thousands to support protests targeting conservative Supreme Court justices. Specific funding items include money for rides to the neighborhoods of justices, support for the Morton's waiter who tipped the group about Kavanaugh's presence, and an online security review to protect the identities of protesters. Alex Marlowe is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, the host of Breitbart News Daily on SiriusXM's Patriot Channel 125, and the author of the best-selling book, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. You can follow Alex on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @AlexMarlowe.